€1,000 per hour or €0 per hour. The two prices method for radical clarity. There is a scene I keep seeing in front of me. A switch. Metal. Heavy. Not the cheap plastic click thing you operate on the side, but a piece where the finger pauses briefly because it feels, this is a decision. That is exactly how I treat time now as well. Not as calendar filler, not as a uniform mass, not as moral raw material that you can arbitrarily turn into obligations, but as two modes. And yes, I express this in two prices. Provocative, deliberately rough, so that it has an effect. In short, I mentally price work at €1,000 per hour. Not because I charge that much, but because this number forces me to get serious. I mentally price passion at €0 per hour. Not because it is worth nothing, but because it must not be poisoned by ROI talk. The result is not more hustle, but less busy work and more real impact. If the numbers trigger you, good. The trigger is part of the system. We'll get to that in a moment. The method in one sentence: treat working time like an extremely expensive good and passion like a space in which you don't have to prove anything. That sounds banal. It is not, because most of us mostly unconsciously do the opposite. We give away work for €0 per hour. Endless meetings, email ping pong, small stuff, can you just quickly, decisions without decision. And we demand €1,000 per hour from passion. Is this worth it? Does this bring anything? Will this eventually become a product? Is this efficient? This reversal is the hidden source of ineffectiveness and of fatigue. Why €1,000 per hour works? €1,000 per hour is not a business management number. It is a tolerability threshold. Imagine you had to pay for every hour of work in cash at the end of the day. Not with money, but with a very scarce account called attention, health, patience, relationship capacity. At €1,000 per hour, you would suddenly do things you really should have done long ago. 1. You would define more clearly what finished means. Not, we'll talk about it, but at the end there is a decision, a document, a commit, a go-no-go. 2. You would see the price of context switching. The problem is rarely the work itself, the constant switching. And yes, every just quickly is often a context switch in disguise. 3. You would no longer politely play along with inefficiency. Politeness is a virtue. But politeness is also an excellent cloak for waste. €1,000 per hour is the number that makes me insist on a question that is almost never asked. If this really costs €1,000 per hour, what is the output here? And suddenly a lot of things become ridiculous. Not in the sense of I am better, but in the sense of why do we act as if this were normal? Why €0 per hour is even more important? Now comes the part that many overlook. €0 per hour is not the soft side. It is the more dangerous and the more sacred one. Passion is the place where you are allowed to think without an audience, are allowed to play without a result, are allowed to learn without justification, become yourself again without KPIs. As soon as you tax passion with return, something poisonous happens. You start performing instead of exploring. You only choose what is likely to work. You lose exactly the quality that makes passion productive, innocence. And now the irony, if you treat passion as €0 per hour, it often later becomes the best €1,000 per hour hours of your life, but as a byproduct, not as a demand. €0 per hour is the way you tell a system, here something is allowed to emerge that I cannot name yet. That is not romantic, that is pragmatic, because the world is not changed by those who only do what can already be billed. Two modes, two truths. So that we don't misunderstand each other, work €1,000 per hour doesn't mean that you have to exploit yourself, that everything has to be monetized, that you have to be a high performer. It only means if it is work, it must not be done cheaply. Passion €0 per hour does not mean that you let yourself drift, that you never set boundaries, that you have to do everything for fun. It only means if it is passion, it must not be poisoned by justification. And yes, there are things that are both. Then the trick is, split, not mystify. Doing a podcast is rarely both. Collecting ideas can be €0 per hour. Answering sponsor emails is €1,000 per hour. Production can lie somewhere in between. Why? It has to be cleanly separated. The five-step implementation. 1. Brutally sort, work or passion. Take your to-dos, or better, your calendar from last week, and mark each item as A equals work, €1,000 per hour, L equals passion, $0 per hour. No mixed category. If you hesitate, it is usually work that you are romantically disguising. Mnemonic, if you only do it because you have to, it is work. If you do it even though you don't have to, it is probably passion. 2. The €1,000 per hour filter. Cut, delegate, bundle, standardize. For everything that is A, the following applies. If the result does not plausibly justify the value of this hour, out with it. And value does not only mean money. It can also be risk minimized, clarity created, decision made, relationship stabilized, real quality delivered. Four questions that are almost always enough. 1. What would be the simplest version that gets the job done? 2. Who should actually be doing this, if not me? 3. Can I build this as a standard instead of rethinking it every time? 4. Can I bundle it instead of tearing it into 17 micro moments? If you do it honestly, your work is drastically reduced, not because you are less responsible, but because you stop confusing responsibility with small stuff. 3. The $0 hour track. Passion gets a slot. Passion is not what is left over. If it is left over, it usually does not remain. So, time block in the calendar, not as a reward, but as infrastructure. And yes, here too, clear framework. Start time. End time. One sentence goal. Today I just want to play, just read, just build. The goal is not output, the goal is state. 4. Track two currencies, result and energy. Most people track only result and wonder why they dry out, or only energy and wonder why nothing gets finished. I track both, but separately. Work, what did I decide, deliver, or complete? Passion, how do I feel afterwards? Clearer, calmer, braver, more alive. If your passion regularly makes you feel worse, it is not passion, but usually escape. 5. Weekly check. Where did I lie to myself? 10 minutes. Honest. Without drama. Where did I make €1,000 per hour work cheap? E.g. unprepared meeting, half-finished decision. Distribution list too large. We'll see. Where did I sacrifice €0 hour passion in order to be good? And numbed myself with 5 hours of scrolling. This check is the real engine, not the method. The method is the switch. The check is the regular flipping. Concrete examples, so it doesn't remain theory. Example 1. Meetings €1,000 hour standard. A meeting without a decision is a conversation. A conversation is okay, but then don't call it a meeting. Minimal rule, agenda in 3 points. 1. Decision that is made at the end. Owner, deadline. If that is missing, cancel or make it asynchronous. Example 2. Emails and quickly. Emails are often work that pretends to be communication. €1,000 hour question. What is the smallest answer that triggers the next step? Often that is a clear proposal, 2 options, a request for go, no go, not a novel, not 5 side topics, not a little world history of the reasons. Example 3, creative work. Many make the mistake of optimizing creativity and then wonder why it dries up. €0 hour rule. Today the goal is a sketch, not a publication. 1 paragraph, not a chapter. 1 experiment, not a product. Sounds small, is big, because it keeps the door open. Example 4. Sports, body health. This is where the classic confusion happens. Sport becomes work, because must, and work becomes the excuse, I don't have time. If sport charges you, €0 hour. If sport feels like punishment, then it is work, and must be organized in a way worthy of €1,000 hour. Short, effective, plannable, without self-hatred. The 3 dangerous traps. 1. The hustle trap. If you only take the €1,000 hour part, you become efficient and empty. You get output but lose contact with yourself. Then effectiveness becomes tyranny. The system needs €0 hour as backlight. Otherwise it is just a nicely designed self-overload. 2. The passion is avoidance trap. €0 hour is not a free pass for running away. A simple test. After passion you feel larger. After avoidance you feel smaller. Even if it was pleasant for a moment. If you are honest, you know the difference. 3. The self-mythology trap. I cost €1,000 hour can become an ego slogan. Because the number is not a status symbol. It is a reminder. Your lifetime is not cheap. Period. If you use the number to place yourself above others, you have lost the principle morally. And usually also practically, because then you are performing again instead of deciding. A 30-minute start that really works. If you take only one thing with you, then this little exercise. 1. Write down 20 tasks, or take the last 20 calendar blocks. 2. Mark 5 of them as €1,000 hour work. 3. For these 5, eliminate 2 immediately, radically. If you think can't be done, delegate, bundle, standardize, but don't leave as is. 4. Mark 3 things as €0 hour passion. 5. Block these 3 in the calendar, for real, this week. Not sometime. After that your system will not feel perfect, but it will feel like a truth that has finally been spoken. Conclusion: the switch is not a symbol. It is a practice. The method is not time management. It is a small ethics of attention. It says, work deserves seriousness, passion deserves freedom, and both deserve clear boundaries. If you do this for a few weeks, something strange happens. You work fewer hours wise and achieve more. And you do more passion without a guilty conscience. Not because you are suddenly more disciplined, but because you have finally stopped treating time as if it were a free good. And right there, at that point, the switch clicks.